Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world. Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Today, we're going to talk about something that's close to my heart and my wallet, automation. Today, you're going to learn how to automate every single piece of your business, or at least the pieces that can be automated. Now, I'm not talking about replacing humans with robots yet. I'm talking about leveraging the incredible power of technology to offload the repetitive, soul-sucking tasks that clutter our days. The stuff that keeps us from focusing on what truly matters, innovation, growth, and let's be honest, enjoying the fruits of our labor. Let's talk about the automation mindset. The most successful entrepreneurs I know have a unique mindset when it comes to automation. They see it as a form of alchemy, transforming the lead of mundane tasks into the gold of free time and mental bandwidth. Now, they understand that every hour spent wrestling with spreadsheets or manually sending emails is an hour not spent strategizing, building relationships, or simply recharging. This isn't about being lazy. It's about being ruthlessly efficient. It's about respecting your time and energy as the most valuable asset you have. It's about embracing the fact that we live in an era where technology can handle the grunt work, which leaves us free to focus on the high-level thinking that drives real impact. Now, let's get real for a minute. What are some of the most common time sucks that plague even the most advanced entrepreneurs? Email overload. We all know the feeling of drowning in a sea of messages, desperately trying to triage the urgent from the unimportant. Data drudgery, whether it's crunching numbers for financial reports or analyzing customer data, these tasks can feel like an endless treadmill. Meeting madness, back-to-back Zoom calls that leave you feeling drained and unproductive, and social media mayhem. Keeping up with the latest trends and engaging with your audience can be a full-time job in itself. I could go on, but you get the picture. The point is, these tasks are not only time-consuming, they're also mind-numbing. They sap our creativity, they drain our energy, they leave us feeling like we're constantly playing playing catch up. Now, the good news is there's an entire arsenal of automation tools and software out there designed to slay these mundane monsters. In the next few segments of this podcast, I'm going to share some of my favorites, along with some specific examples of how I've used them to reclaim my time and my sanity. We'll dive into everything from email automation to data analysis tools to social media schedulers to meeting optimization hacks. So I'll even share some of the more advanced automation strategies I've used to streamline my business and free up even more time for things that truly matter. Let's talk about email first. Raise your hand if you've ever felt like you're drowning in a sea of emails. And just so you know, I'm raising mine too. The average professional receives over 100 emails per day. That's a lot of time spent sifting through promotions, newsletters, hopefully not mine, and pointless replies. It's no wonder so many of us feel like we're constantly playing catch up. But here's the thing, most of those emails don't actually require your personal attention. They can be handled by a combination of smart filters, automated responses, and delegation. Now, let me introduce some of my favorite email automation tools. The first thing I love to use is SaneBox. This is a clever tool that uses AI to analyze your inbox and prioritize the most important messages. It also filters out the noise, like newsletters and promotional emails, so you can focus on what truly matters. Zapier. This is a powerful automation platform that allows you to connect your inbox to other apps and services. For example, you could automatically save attachments to Dropbox, add new contacts to your CRM, or even a Slack message when a VIP email arrives. And of course, the basics, Gmail filters. If you're a Gmail user, don't underestimate the power of filters. You can create custom rules to automatically label, archive, or delete emails based on specific criteria. This can save you a ton of time and keep your inbox organized. Now, this is my email automation playbook. This is a glimpse into how I've used these tools to tame the email beast. First step, ruthless unsubscribing. Yes, this is not an automation tool, but I regularly unsubscribe from newsletters and promotional emails that I don't actually read. This drastically reduces the clutter in my inbox. Smart filters. I've set up filters to automatically categorize emails from different clients, team members, and services. This makes it easy to find the emails I need when I need them. Automated responses. I used canned responses for common inquiries like media requests, speaking invitations. This saves me time and ensures consistency in my communication. And lastly, delegation. I've empowered my virtual assistant, my VAs, to handle routine email tasks like scheduling meetings or responding to simple requests. This frees up my time for more strategic work. Now, let's go beyond the basics. If you're ready to take email automation to the next level, here's a few more strategies to consider. Email templates. So you want to create templates for common emails like sales pitches or customer support responses. This can save you time and ensure that you're always putting your best foot forward. Email tracking. You can use tools like MixMax or Yesware or even HubSpot to track when your emails are opened and clicked on. This can help you gauge the effectiveness of your communication as well as follow up at the right time. Email marketing automation. If you're using email marketing, consider using a platform like ActiveCampaign or Drip to automate your campaigns. This can help you nurture leads, build relationships, and drive sales. Bottom line is, email doesn't have to be a constant source of stress and distraction. When you start to embrace automation, you can reclaim your inbox and your sanity. Tools and the strategies I've just shared are really just the tip of the iceberg, so you want to start to experiment, start to research new tools that are coming out every single day to help you with your email productivity, and then you start to watch your productivity soar. Second thing that I love to automate in my business is data. I want to switch gears because this is another major time suck. So whether or not you're poring over spreadsheets or analyzing customer behavior or tracking marketing campaigns, data can be a huge benefit to your business, but dealing with data can feel like this endless slog. But it doesn't have to be that way. With the right tools and the right strategies, you can transform data from a burden into a gold mine of insights. And the best part, you can do it all while you're sipping your morning coffee. Stay with me. Data is the lifeblood of a modern business. It is the key to understanding your customers, optimizing your operations, and making informed decisions. But it's also a massive headache. The sheer volume of data can be overwhelming. And even if you manage to collect the right data, you still need to clean it, organize it, analyze it. And this can take hours, days, and even weeks, depending on the complexity of your data set. This is where automation comes in. When you start to automate your data collection and analysis process, you can save time because you won't be manually entering data into spreadsheets. You can use tools to automatically import and clean data from various sources. This can save you hours of tedious work, can improve accuracy. Automated data processes are less prone to human error. This ensures your data is accurate and reliable. And you can gain insights. When you automate your data analysis, you can quickly identify trends, patterns, correlations that could be impossible to spot manually. This can help you make better decisions and drive your business forward. If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you're working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Here's a few of my favorite data automation tools. Zapier. Now, we already talked about Zapier's email automation capabilities, but it's also a powerhouse for data automation. So you can use it to connect your data sources like Google Sheets, Salesforce, or Shopify, and then you can automate data transfer, cleaning, analysis. Parabola. This is a no-code platform that allows you to visually build data workflows without writing a single line of code. This is perfect for non-technical users who want to automate their data processes. Airtable. This flexible database tool is a great way to organize and visualize your data. It also offers automation features that can help you streamline your data workflows. And lastly, Tableau. If you need to create complex data visualizations and dashboards, Tableau is a great tool. It's a platform that you can use to help you uncover hidden insights in your data. Now, this is how I actually use these tools in my business. So, automated data collection. So, I will use Zapier to automatically import data from various sources like Google Analytics, Facebook Ads, and Stripe into wherever I want to compile that data. It could be a Google Sheet, it could be an Excel, it could be pulling my Google Analytics information into Shopify. Point is, this will save you hours of manual data entry and ensure that my data is up to date and that I can actually analyze it. Next, data cleaning and enrichment. So I use Parabola to clean and enrich my data. This involves removing duplicates, fixing errors, adding additional information like customer demographics, demographics or purchase history, and then I automate analysis and reporting. So I'll use Airtable and Tableau to automate my data analysis and reporting. So this will allow me to see trends and insights that I can use to improve my business. Remember, data is the fuel that powers the modern economy. When you embrace automation, you can actually harness the power of data to drive your business forward. What I see a lot of entrepreneurs do, as opposed to automating data collection and analysis, is they will try to look into the data, but it's so tedious and manual when you're pulling reports from all these independent platforms that all collect data in silos that eventually, unless you have help, you are not properly looking back and analyzing the data that you have access to. Now, of course, some platforms like, for example, Shopify tries to aggregate data for you, but there are much more powerful tools and strategies that properly look at all the data and how it impacts your business and how it impacts your customers and how it impacts the price points that you can attach to your products or services and how it impacts the effectiveness of your marketing campaigns, for example. So start automating some of the collection and the transferring of data into a more usable format so you can unlock the full potential of your data. Now, we've covered a lot of ground on how to start thinking about automation, two of the major parts of your business that I think could use automation the most. But ultimately, the goal of automation isn't just to save time on individual tasks. It's to create a system where your business runs like a well-oiled machine, even when you're not around. So it is about building scalable infrastructure that can handle growth and complexity without requiring you to constantly put out fires. This is the automation endgame, achieving a state of flow where you can focus on the big picture while technology handles the day-to-day operations. I know there are a lot more pieces to your business than just data and email. So here are a few more advanced automation strategies that I've personally used to streamline different parts of my business. So CRM automation. Your CRM, customer relationship management system, is a goldmine of automation opportunities. I personally use HubSpot. You can automate almost any CRM that you're using. So you can automate lead nurturing, customer onboarding, follow-up email, and even sales forecasting. This can drastically improve your sales efficiency and customer satisfaction. I use HubSpot. HubSpot ties into almost all of my business systems, as well as my email, and it allows me to really have a handle on the entire customer journey and post-customer journey after they've already purchased the product or service. Social media scheduling. Don't waste time manually posting to social media. You can use tools like Buffer or Hootsuite to schedule your posts in advance. You can even use AI-powered tools to generate social content for you. That's a whole other podcast. But the point is, start to think outside the box. Chatbots and AI assistants. Chatbots can handle customer inquiries, schedule appointments, even process orders. This can free up your customer service team to focus on more complex issues. AI assistants can help you with research, writing, even coding. Marketing automation. Marketing automation platforms can help you personalize your marketing campaigns, track your results, automate your follow-up. This can lead to higher conversion rates and a more efficient marketing operation. There are so many marketing automation tools out there. Obviously, it is very dependent based on what kind of business you're building. Go to Google, type in your category, followed by the word marketing automation tools. You're going to find a whole bunch you can start to investigate and explore. Project management automation. So project management tools like Asana or Trello, they can automate task assignments, deadlines, progress tracking. This can help you keep your projects on track and ensure that everyone is on the same page. Financial automation. Automating your invoicing, expense tracking, payroll can save you a ton of time and reduce errors. This can also give you a clearer picture of your financial health. And lastly, general workflow automation. So if you have repetitive processes in your business, like onboarding new employees, fulfilling orders, you can automate them with tools like Zapier or Make. It used to be called Integromat. You've also heard of IFTTT. So these are if this, then that. If something happens, then that happens. And they have a lot of pre-built workflows that can touch almost every aspect of your business that can save you time and ensure consistency in your operation. Remember, automation isn't just about using tools. It's a fundamental shift in how you approach your work. It's about constantly asking yourself, can this task be automated? Is there a tool or system that can handle this more efficiently? simply, how can I free up my time and energy for things that truly matter? When you cultivate this mindset, you start to see automation opportunities everywhere. And the more you automate, the more time you'll have to focus on the high-level thinking that drives real impact. The automation revolution is just getting started. As AI and machine learning continue to advance, we can expect even more powerful automation tools to emerge. This will open up these new possibilities for streamlining our business and freeing up our time to focus on the things that truly matter. Remember, automation isn't about replacing humans. It's about empowering us to do what we do best, to create, to innovate, and to make a difference in the world with our business. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.